This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Yesterday, we talked about Democratic gubernatorial candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham's seven-point plan to rid the state of poverty. Today, we'll discuss Republican candidate Steve Pierce's ideas. In a speech on Monday, Pierce said he would push, if he becomes governor, to have the state invest more in local companies to keep them local and to help improve the economy. In an unusual move, Pierce asked former gubernatorial candidate and Democrat Jeff Apodaca to join him on the stage. Apodaca has not endorsed either Pierce or Lujan Grisham, but said he would push both to commit to investing in New Mexico. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi. I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Monday, Apodaca said after meeting for a couple of hours with Pierce that he thought he had a pretty good plan. Pierce had a couple of ideas to grow the economy, including not letting Spaceport America go to waste and utilizing the aircraft boneyard in Roswell. He also talked about other ideas to help address poverty and job growth. Some 40 business leaders were the audience for Pierce's half-hour speech, in which he said he grew up in fear of failure and poverty. Pierce said, quote, "Eventually, I said, I'm not going to live in the shadows. I'm not going to live afraid. So I stepped out. It is that grit and determination that we are going to be the hallmarks of a Pierce administration." End quote. More after this. Pierce said that in working with the State Investment Council, there would be about $100 million more that could be invested in local companies. He also said he would focus on businesses that have proven track records, but need additional money to grow, hire more employees, and get their products to market. Pierce told his audience, who had invited him to speak, that it is usually at that point in a company's growth that they look for money outside New Mexico and move. Michelle Lujan Grisham's camp responded to Pierce, just as he did to her plan on Friday. They said that Lujan Grisham had concrete proposals rather than just ideas. Among her plans is to increase the statewide minimum wage to $10 an hour, raising it to $12 in 4 years. Her campaign spokesman, James Hallinan, said, quote, "After developing 12 detailed policy plans to make New Mexico a safer and more prosperous place," end quote. The differences between Lujan Grisham's plan with 7 specific points and Pierce's plan with ideas like the use of state investment money to grow businesses is the difference between the Democrats' approach and the Republican method generally. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
As with all political campaigns, the ideas flow easily, but when they're met with the reality of being in office and dealing with things like a legislature, they may not stand up. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.